It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and it's Friday. Does that make you happy? Well, if it does, hold on to that feeling, because over the course of the next month, we're teaming up with The Science of Happiness. It's a new podcast co-produced by the UC Berkeley's Greater Good Science Center and PRI. Dacher Keltner is the host of The Science of Happiness. It's a podcast that looks at tools for living a happier, more meaningful life. But don't worry, Dacher Keltner says this is not a podcast from the typical self-help section.
It's this really fascinating combination of the qualitative and the quantitative. And we kind of synthesize the experiential with data and science.
I want to be honest for a second. I have a neuroscience background myself from my college days before journalism. The prospect of using brain science and really being able to examine how the brain responds to measures of happiness appeals to me a lot. I'm the guy, like so many others, Dacher, over the years, when you hear about self-help, 7 habits, 9 things you can do to achieve bliss, I roll my eyes.
I do too. But for me, the game changer is the neurophysiology. Darwin said sympathy is our strongest instinct. Only now are we starting to formulate an evolutionary argument for why it matters to be sympathetic, and that's because our offspring takes 7 to 49 years to become independent. So we need to take care of those carriers of our genes. But here's what's striking. What neuroscientists are finding is that the brain rewards us for being good.
Now, you talk about the science of happiness. Talk a little bit about the neuroscience of happiness. I don't want to be too reductionist about it, but I know you have some. Happiness isn't just one thing, but give me an example of where we just know how the brain reacts to certain kinds of exercises that can make you happier.
Neuroscience has found that a very old part of the mammalian brain, the periaqueductal gray, is activated in compassion. And then compassion activates the vagus nerve, which is the largest bundle of nerves in your body. And it really helps you do things to be kind, like look at people in the eyes, vocalize, slow your heart rate down. And not only that, but the vagus nerve is regulating your immune system response. So what we're learning is compassion alters very fundamental branches of your nervous system that help you be healthy.
Well, this is reminding me in so many ways of some of the parts of my neuroscience background, Dacher, that I found the most interesting. I have you here, host prerogative. can I get in on this? Do you think I could sign up? I don't know if you have any more slots for guinea pigs, but can I get some?
Man, all right. We'll take you on as a guinea pig. Definitely. No, we'd love, and in fact, we'd love to have you repeat as a guinea pig. We will treat you better than the neuroscientists sometimes treat guinea pigs. So, we'll welcome it.
Well, let me put out the call to Takeaway listeners here, because Dacher Keltner is on the hunt for happiness guinea pigs anywhere he can find them. So if you're listening, why don't you play along? Become a happiness guinea pig yourself in the 3 Good Things exercise, and we'll talk more about it next week on the program. Right, Dacher?
Yeah, I love that, the 3 Good Things practice, which is where you just take a moment and you just think about 3 good things in your life. And you may be really working hard and overtaxed, but you just take a couple of minutes, 15 minutes, and you write it down, you name it, you think about the origins of those good things and what it means to your life. It kind of shifts the mind out of the list-making mode and the what's threatening out there mode to what can I appreciate? And what we know scientifically is 3 good things, like a lot of these practices, kind of produces feelings of appreciation. It slows time down. Sometimes studies show it benefits your body. So it's really a revealing guinea pig exercise.
That's great. So go to our show page at thetakeaway.org, where you can find instructions for the 3 good things practice. Try it out. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE and tell us how it went. We might play your comment when Dacher comes back next week. Dacher Keltner is professor of psychology at UC Berkeley. He's director of Berkeley's Greater Good Science Center and the host of the new podcast, The Science of Happiness, co-produced by the Greater Good Science Center and PRI.